Dreamscape presents Culture Smart Ghana by Ian Utley. Narrated by Peter Noble. Introduction. In a continent famous for its famines, civil wars, disease, and corrupt dictators, Ghana, the gateway to Africa, is more likely to make the headlines for its legendary music, footballers, and hospitality. It's a country of scenic beauty, rich culture and traditions, and a rapidly growing reputation, which currently welcomes more than 1 million tourists, aid workers, and business travelers a year. It also has the longest history of free and fair democratic elections in Africa. Ghana was the first black African country to achieve independence, birthplace of the father of Pan-Africanism, Kwame Nkrumah, and home to the historic Ashanti Empire. A central hub during the transatlantic slave trade, it now welcomes many tourists wishing to retrace the slave routes and visit the many surviving forts and castles dotted along its coastline. Tourists are also attracted by Ghana's reputation as Africa for beginners, offering an authentic African experience without many of the troubles and safety concerns found elsewhere on the continent. It is primarily the people of Ghana who make the biggest impression. It's due to their amazing hospitality and love of peace that Ghana has a claim to be the safest and friendliest country in Africa. Ghanaians are very welcoming to foreign guests, respectful to each other, strong followers of tradition, and have deep familial and communal values. A visit to Ghana is highly recommended for those seeking a different kind of vacation, and is a life-changing and eye-opening experience. For visitors from developed countries with problems of crime, antisocial behaviour, family breakdown, disrespectful children, unfriendliness, loneliness, high cost of living, and terrible weather, it comes as a wonderfully refreshing change, with valuable lessons to teach to the outside world. This new, updated edition of Culture Smart Ghana also looks at how the country has fared as Africa's latest oil producer. Oil has been flowing since 2010, but Ghanaians are still waiting to feel the benefit in their pockets. It aims to enable you to appreciate Ghana to the full through a deeper understanding of its inhabitants. While visitors are warmly welcomed, Ghanaians require them to be sympathetic to their customs and beliefs, and will have no hesitation in saying, "We don't do that here."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?